Hey, welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. I'm Tom.
I'm Russell.
And today we're going to talk about a side project of Russ's. You talked with Christy a while back about side projects.
We mentioned
projects
it, yeah.
In a previous podcast. So this is a real thing that you've been doing for how long now?
I think it's about 9 months.
Okay, so quite some time.
Yeah,
I suppose evenings or weekends or whatever.
Yeah.
Not on company time.
Actually, no, work time. I don't know if you've looked at my monitor.
Hang on.
In the last 9 months.
Cut. Yeah, so tell us what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So Coin is my... Coin is basically the product of me being terrible at managing money.
As we all are.
And yeah, yeah. And I'm pretty aware that I'm not the only person who has those similar struggles. So I've tried to find kind of a fun way of tackling that that has nothing to do with your bank and other scary things that people don't like checking and keeping up to date with. Obviously, there are like other apps and stuff you can use, that other money management stuff, but they're all quite serious as well.
Yeah.
And they want to have access to your bank account, all that kind of stuff. So this is kind of like my approach, which is kind of a simpler, maybe hopefully more fun way of doing it. I mean, kind of the advantage I've had is that it's a problem that I face, and I can also kind of build something for myself that that could hopefully solve it. But that's also been a massive difficulty for me.
And
as
when
well.
You were starting out, it was purely like, I've got a problem, I want to, like, did you do it to like, did you want to release a product, or were you just like...
I originally built it just for myself because I wanted to... The question I was answering is, where does my money go specifically? And what am I missing out that, you know, you have those funds that just seems to disappear sometimes.
I
found out the answer. Booze.
Yeah.
If anyone's wondering.
Or you might say that.
So it was just, can I build this tool for myself? There's developers at Lighthouse, and I'm interested in whether I can do like some simple system that I'm always seeing built around me.
Cool.
And on the back of that, kind of sharing it with people, I've found interest that people are like, oh, that's quite cool, I'd quite like to use that myself.
So how did it go with the first initial, like, I suppose, phase of it? You know, how did that work? How did it look?
So the very first version, I built like there's a simple design, and then I started using like a little PHP framework that I could put it together with.
Cool.
The first version I shared with, I think it was my housemates. So my four housemates got it first. Oh, my girlfriend got it first as well. And immediately, it was super valuable because I got some great feedback, people stopped using it very quickly. that in itself is, you know, tells me that it wasn't ready to release.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was. I mean, but that's the feedback you got. So you got my changes. It's
maybe,
fine.
Maybe it wasn't ready to sell to people.
Well, that's definitely true. Yeah. Yeah.
But so from the back of that, I mean, one of the first problems that people face specifically with Coin anyway is keeping track of their money literally. So you need to input all the information to have all the data about yourself.
Cool.
So that's kind of like the front of the first challenges for me is how do I make it engaging and make it so that people find the worth in that as well, and whether that's the right solution for what it
should be. So you've got to weigh up the fact that you have to invest time yourself in it to get the results back, and some people are just like, I can't be bothered to do that.
Which makes total sense as to why there's the money management kind of dashboard things which will do it all for you. So that's kind of like one of the first things I got, and also got some like really helpful design feedback from those guys as well. I would sit and like help them set up their account basically and watch them struggle. which is super valuable. Sometimes people will be like, oh, why can't I do this thing? And it's like it suddenly becomes obvious to me that that's functionality that I need, even having used it myself, you know, watching someone else use it completely differently.
So when you made it for yourself, like, do you think it ticked the boxes you want, or did you know there were severe limitations?
Every bit of progress I did would lead to like another list of 20 things thought I need to have, and stuff that like would be quite fun, sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the nice thing, right? That's the bit I'm enjoying about it, is that there's lots of fun directions it could go.
Definitely. Any startup, you're never short of ideas, right?
That's
the whole thing. Like, you just drown in ideas, but it's like, which ones do you act on?
The longest list I have is just the ideas bit. It's not the these things that should be built.
God, yeah. So were you surprised by the feedback you got from people? Were there a lot of things in there you'd never even thought of?
Definitely stuff that I hadn't thought of myself, and I think part of it was I'd forgotten what it was like to start using it. In fact, I heard, I was listening to a podcast recently where It may have been like TaskRabbit or something, where the founder is basically saying that once a week they would set up a new account and start using their own service again.
Cool.
Just to always remember what it's like to just start
out. That's really interesting. That's the problem, is that when you're looking at something every day, like, you completely forget how it is. Like, you're so immersed in it that you completely forget how it is to use it. Like, and you see all this stuff and you're like, you're blind to the actual challenges of a new user. So it's really important to get that kind of thing on, to get people on board and just learn from them straight away. And like when you're saying, when you sat with them and looked at what they were doing, that's the best thing you can possibly do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like, with anything, with any testing you do, you kind of assume all this stuff, and then you see someone doing something that completely blows your mind, usually in a bad way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, oh my God, like, how can't you do that? You
know,
it's so easy, but you've done it like 500 times.
Yeah,
so.
And you may have created it as well.
Yeah, you wrote it. It's like, it works for you because you made it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So some of those kind of struggles became, oh, I need to build an onboarding process so that people can understand what I've put in front of them here. And also just like even sharing it to people who I'm just like demonstrating it to, who haven't asked for like an account or anything like that. That is the stages in, by the way. You have to ask for an account. And seeing like the stuff that they ask me whether it can do, and being like, oh, I'd want to use it if, and like that if, you know, that could be like a business approach, right? That could be the thing that Coin needs to adopt next. Super interesting, just like hearing what people's opinions are of it, watching them struggle painfully, and that can become like a fix for when the next round of people get to use
it. If you were to do it all again, like, would you do it differently? Would you approach it in a different way?
Well, interestingly, I'm like changing my approach right now, and that is kind of the same answer I'd give you, is that like, so I've kind of built this early version. The idea was that I would get enough feedback in that I have a more concrete idea of what people want, and then I would build that, or either I would build it or Christy would build it. Either have it built. My thinking now is that actually it's too slow of an approach for me to like steer the development of it, and I've kind of bitten off more than I can chew with it. So what I'm basically going to do is build my own prototype of it. So I'm going to design and fake the perfect version of what I think Coin should be, and just start getting feedback on that again,
because
I think although the process is helpful of having someone actually have it in their lives, and I will keep that going as well with people who are using it right now, just showing as many people as I can
what
it could be.
I mean, what you've done is make a sort of MVP, really. I guess maybe without knowing it or whatever. But the fact is, you can always go back and start prototyping again. Just because you have a product, it doesn't mean you can't show people prototypes. And people kind of, I guess, assume that prototype comes first, you get that out of the door, and you know, your fake little thing you show people, and get your feedback, and then you make something, and then that never happens again. But really, you want to be doing that all the time. So you want to be like, you want to have your product there, but you can still use that tool to quickly mock up something and show people and get that instant feedback.
And it's that freedom as well that I can just go back and redo it and not have to worry about, like, that's because, you know, with the built version of Coin, I'd have to like rebuild loads of stuff, and that would take me 100 hours or whatever.
And as well, you're a designer, so you can really quickly do that visual stuff.
Exactly.
That doesn't take you any time at all, really. So you're building, measuring and learning.
Yes,
that's what you're doing. You're living.
You just put a trademark on the end of that.
Well, it kind of already existed, so, you know.
Yeah,
you're a full entrepreneur now.
Well, we'll see how it goes. I mean, I'm struggling to, well, it's difficult to work out whether people actually want to use Coin in a similar way that I do.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do if you learn that everyone wants to use it differently to you? Do you just have to admit that you're wrong?
No, you don't.
No, you say it right forever.
Well, it's tricky because you can't get it right for everyone. I guess one way to approach that is that if everyone's telling you different stuff, you've got to focus on one type of person. So don't try and market your product for every single person. Like, take a segment.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's very true.
You know, eventually it might be for everyone, but that's way down the kind of product life cycle. You want to focus on one core audience.
Yeah.
Build the product for them, get that right, get traction. And, like, you know, if this were to become a paid software,
because you
can't target everyone. Like, you've got that problem now, and you'll see that. Like, if you're any startup entrepreneur or whatever, they'll always try and target everyone. But it's just like, don't, you know, like, because you're just going to get confused. Like, your product's going to be a mess because someone's going to be like, I want that. And you'll be like, yeah, cool, wicked idea, you know. And then you'll build it. And then the different client who has a different set of goals and needs will say they want something else. And you're like, oh, cool. And then everyone's going to be like, well, it does my bit okay.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do exactly what I need perfectly. So you've got this kind of like jack of all trades
thing. It's a lack of focus, isn't it? What's that metaphor with the walking down a corridor of doors?
Oh, I forget that one.
The door you need is the one at the end, and you walk and pass all these useless
ones. Yeah, 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 something like that, yeah.
Damn it, I should have memorised that.
Yeah, next time we can edit back in. But yeah, that's kind of one way you deal with that problem. Mm. Like, there's other things you could do as well. But it's important to stay focused on fixing, like, a legitimate problem, because it just spirals if you don't. Like, and
definitely.
And yeah, you end up with just, like, a huge mess of a product that does everything badly.
Yeah, yeah.
Or everything in an average manner.
Yeah, which isn't a good product.
No, it's a really, really bad one. Yeah. Like, it's worse than average. It's really bad.
Yeah, and easily beaten by a competitor.
But I'm intrigued to see Coin start to take more shape, and so what's next, the prototypes, or is there
the next is to build a prototype of what, well, is an interpretation of what people have been saying. And I'm going to get that in front of as many people as possible.
Cool.
And
will that be new people you're going to find to test
Cool. Well, it's gonna be with some of the people who've already used it, some people are still using it right now.
Cool.
And then just as many new people as possible.
Cool.
So I suppose also another step is gonna be me finding those new people to talk to.
Yeah, how do you find people? I mean,
everyone I show it to says mentions friends, like, oh, my friends would find this useful, like, like, oh, my friends are musicians and they track their money in this way, it'd be interesting if they looked at that kind of thing.
So
finding those people,
I mean, that's always the best way to do it. Like, you know, finding people to test your product is really hard, certainly when you're trying to develop something new, and you know, how do you connect with those people? But yeah, like, that's the best way to do it. Like, someone goes, oh, I've got a friend who would love this, then you just go, cool, give me their name, you know.
You
need that information straight away. Like, you need to follow up all those leads.
And I think also, well, for me personally, I'll appreciate being there as the prototype is shown, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I'll be able to interpret, you know, what someone's actually, like, finding about it. But
yeah, yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, we're going to keep... Well, I'm going to be writing some blog posts about this and keeping up progress on it. So
no, I think we're gonna do some stuff about all the side projects we work on and discuss them. There's some old ones that we worked on pre-Lighthouse that I want to talk about. So I kind of think it'd be nice to talk about these things every now and then and see progress and, like, compare what's happened.
Because,
you know, client stuff's cool and all that, but we make stuff as well, which is part of the kind of nice things I think about Lighthouse, is that everyone's really into this stuff and they've always got ideas of things they're making. So
It
makes sense to talk about that, because it's kind of interesting stuff.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we have problems as well. It's not like we know all the answers. So I think it's quite good to hear the mistakes we're making when it comes to this stuff, like, because everyone does. Like, you're not going to get it right first time, ever.
Definitely. So thanks for listening. You can find out more from us at wearelighthouse.com. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also find us on Twitter at wearelighthouse and other social networks.
Yep.
Should you choose
all of them.
And thanks the intro music to Encompass Sound.
Cheers.
Thanks very much.
Nice one.